social interaction. I went to see Rita Jordan talking about mainstream issues, which I was quite interested to hear. And actually, when we got to social interaction, she was saying that she felt social and emotional understanding would be a better description for this area of the child, because it's not just interaction. It's the whole social understanding. And I felt that was a really good description of the difficulty. She's very entertaining to hear her. So anyone hasn't heard her, she's an excellent speaker, so well worth a listen. You know, prefixing instructions with the pupil's name to ensure they realise you're talking to them sounds really, you know, but it is actually, can really help, because obviously, you know, some of our children don't see themselves as part of a group. So if you give a group instruction, they don't necessarily, genuinely don't realise it is for them, unless you say, you know, whatever it's Daniel, whatever it's, go and do this. And we say to teachers, you can really quickly sort out if they are actually genuinely not realising, or if they're choosing not to do it, because if you prefix it with a name, they still don't do it, then obviously they're making a choice not to do it. But it does sort out, you know, it's a really quick way of working out if they're having, you know, real difficulties with that. And also, I think, you know, in infant schools particularly, we call our classes and groups really, you know, with the puffins and polar bears, you know, all the little polar bears, off you go, see them. And if you're a literal interpreter, you're not going to jump up and and run to the group if someone's thought, yeah, well, I'm not a polar bear, you know, I'm still waiting to be called, you know. We do all these things and we don't even think about them, do we? You know, our children with ASD do require specific teaching of social skills. Small group work can be effective, and these social skill groups are very useful, but we have to bear in mind that because our children do have problems with generalisation, that they, you know, they have a limited... I mean, there's a little chap I went to see, and his assistant was saying, you know, he's learnt all about losing and winning in social skills. He can't do it outside of social skills, because, you know, he's sort of, you know, I know how to do it in this sort of structured situation, but in the playground when we're playing football, I don't associate that with the little group with Mrs. So-and-so in the, you know, in the library or whatever. It's a completely different thing to them. So I think it's worth bearing in mind that, you know, it isn't necessarily for the answer to everything, although it can, it has, you know, very a lot of value, obviously, for teaching specific things.